University of Alberta researchers and an Alberta-based cleantech company will utilize a future Central Alberta facility to turn methanol derived from coal into animal feed. This project, which will hinge on hydrogen taken from Alberta startup Civictus's Manville project east of Red Deer, is being conducted by David Bressler and Ruard Zijlstra in U of A's Faculty of Agricultural, Life and Environmental Sciences. Through simple fermentation at a single localized facility, we're able to produce large volumes of low-carbon, highly nutritious feed, Bressler explained. At the end of the day, the carbon footprint is a fraction of what comes from agricultural protein production. Working with Civictus, Bressler's biorefining conversions and fermentation laboratory has improved the technology needed to make single-cell protein, SCP. This project is revitalizing technology developed and approved for use 40 years ago in Europe. This technology is now being tested for potential use in Canada. The process uses methanol that is converted from hydrogen stored in Alberta's deep coal seams. Bacteria, known as SCP, are grown on the methanol, harvested, dried and processed into livestock feed. When combined with carbon capture, utilization and storage, the low carbon intensity result is a dried food, currently being tested at the U of A in feed trials with livestock. Bressler compared the process to making yogurt. In the food industry, we take milk that has sugar in it. I'm oversimplifying here, but we basically feed it to some bacteria, they grow on the sugar as their carbonate energy source and they make a lot of biomass. That's your yogurt, explained Bressler. In this case, instead of using sugar to feed the bacteria, we're using methanol as the carbonate energy source. There's two unique things about the bacteria. They grow on methanol really quickly and they store a huge amount of the carbon as amino acids and protein in the cells. Over the past few years, U of A researchers have been working with funding from provincial and federal sources to develop and optimize these fermentations at a smaller scale. A 2-liter reactor is running, and every hour, it's producing 400 milliliters of the final product. It's a pretty high-powered reactor. We then drive the cells down into what would be a pink powder that looks like a nutritional supplement you'd see at the store, said Bressler. A $1.7 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will fund the next stage of research, which is scaling it up to 1,000 liters running in a reactor, producing 200 liters an hour, so we can produce hundreds of kilograms of the material, he added. Alberta has enough natural resources to scale the project so it could feed most of the world's livestock, researchers say. The Manville Project facility, which will be located near Three Hills and Elnora, will produce 7 tons of clean hydrogen per day, explained Katrina Stewart, Civictus Director of Biotechnology and Carbon Reduction. At some point in time, that facility will produce methanol. Using our underground technology, we can produce gas to the surface that we can turn into methanol and sequester all the CO2 associated with that right at the same site, to produce a low-cost, low-carbon-intensity methanol, she said. From that, we would produce the single-cell protein through a fermentation process that the University of Alberta is helping us to refine, perfect and scale up. Stewart said called the technology, a huge opportunity, for Alberta. The taking of the ultra-deep coal, this is not mountaintop removal, this is not coal that is usable for anything else. It's ultra-deep coal with no other purpose. We can produce really low carbon intensity gas and change the energy side of the world, she said. If you also look at the SCP, we can have a big impact on agriculture as well. We can touch two of Alberta's biggest industries, modernize them and bring the carbon intensity and cost down.